Paul's just led me upstairs and we're just going through the door here into this, oh my goodness me, the shelves and shelves of milk bottles.
These are the more sought after milk bottles in my collection, or favourites for a particular reason or other. And obviously on top of that, there's various other bits dotted around, which is all linked to milk and dairy.
So you've really got a thing about milk then, haven't you? I can see you have. I mean, look, there's a big case on the left-hand side here, a lovely showcase that's full of vehicles. Are these all milk floats?
These are all linked to milk, milk lorries, milk floats. I think there's about 200 in there.
And yeah. Next to that is shelves and shelves of milk bottles of all sorts, shapes and sizes. We've got the more modern ones here, which is kind of the dumpy pint bottles.
Yep.
And then above you've got ones that are sort of the old style.
That's correct, yeah. I mean, the ones at the top are more from the 1950s. Dairies were quite prominent that era to just advertise eggs, cheese, cream, butter. Express Dairy and United Dairies were the main two dairies years ago.
I noticed up there you got Howard's Dairies. Wasn't that an Essex dairy?
It was indeed, yeah. Howard's were very famous, apparently, for their sausages that bottle's advertising. They were in Westcliff and they came out as far as Benfleet, I think. They might have even had a shop here in Corrinham, so I'm told.
It's interesting they used the bottles for advertising, because that disappeared, that idea, didn't it?
It had quite an early on spurge. It was used during the wartime. Didn't really kick off too well. Then sort of in the 50s, as you can see, like lots of colour on the milk bottles. There was quite a lot of dairies that did that. It stopped for a little while longer. And in the 1980s, Unigate particularly used it as a way to promote products where more milk was used, like Kellogg's cornflakes, right, or drinking chocolate. From that, they went on to advertising lots of different stuff.
Really. Yeah, you got one down here, Scott's Porridge Oats on there.
So, yeah, lots of these bottles are like one-off, some of these. Or this one in particular, it was done to commemorate the opening of a dairy, and there was only 3,000 of those bottles printed.
Are you a member of an organisation?
Yeah, we run a club, and we have like a quarterly magazine called Milk Bottle News. We have a club gathering once a year, normally held at a dairy, funnily enough.
So how much are these bottles worth?
You know, some of these bottles go for a few quid because someone's interested in them and they're a bit rarer.
Is this it? That's your collection?
No, this is just the overspill of more of my favourite stuff. There's some more in the museum downstairs. There's about 10,000 in there.
What? You're joking?
Nope.
We've got to go and have a look at those.
Come on. Let's have a look. I used to promote milk in schools, and obviously some of the younger children now, their mum and dads perhaps didn't even have a milkman themselves. So when you ask them where milk comes from, they normally say the supermarket. So if you showed them a glass milk bottle, they wouldn't know, and perhaps their parents wouldn't even know what it was either.
We're coming down this narrow walkway to what I guess is the size of a large garage.
Are you ready for this?
If I tell you, this is like a milk bottle emporium. There are bottles everywhere, all stacked on shelves. What, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 shelves from floor to ceiling. They're too deep. Just goes on and on. It's awesome. If this is 30 foot in length, I can see how you've got thousands in here. And there's loads of crates as well. Loads of milk bottles in here. Paul, where did you get them all from?
When I started collecting milk bottles, I used to help the milkman at school. And it went from seeing the bottles that had no colour on them, just a dairy name embossed in the glass, to lots of advertising on the bottles. So I started keeping a couple of the different ones. I had 9 on the kitchen sideboard at my mum and dad's house, and that progressed to the shelf in the kitchen. In the end, it ended up in me and my brother's shared bedroom. And then it progressed to sort of moving them all into this. All the milk bottles are put into regions. So this area there is all the Isle of Wight, Scotland and the Isle of Man. Lancashire on this wall and that wall, West Yorkshire down the end, North Yorkshire at the other end, South Yorkshire, Wales, Essex on that wall.
You must have almost every company in the UK in here. It's unbelievable. What's the oldest you've got?
The oldest I've got is 1880. Glass is more of a greeny colour. They're called aqua bottles.
There's a tiny one here which looks like one of those old bottles that we used to... Oh, no, it's older than the one I used to have at school. We used to have a third of a pint at school.
That is a third of a pint.
Oh, it is?
But that would have been for orange juice.
When did the top, where it was sort of a foil top, come into play?
As early as 1935. 1950, 1955, that the last carbon caps were used and the foil cap became the main closure.
Let's have a look at some Essex bottles.
Yep. Colchester ones, Clacton Dairies, quite a big concern. Walden Dairies, still actually going. Magnus and Usher were a big company at Chelmsford.
Do people think you're some sort of a nut?
People have sort of asked questions like, you know, have you got a raincoat in your boot? You do what? And then they walk in like you have this morning and they're aghast and speechless. And then they actually look at them and say, I can see why you collect milk bottles.